You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, and Akud here. Gotta tell you, it's ridiculous that we cannot watch the Masters.
It is
not on a television. Like, I don't understand. Is it that they? What's the? I know it's the Masters' decision to do it, and you have to watch it on their app. But what's the problem here?
The problem is, I think it's just the exclusivity that Augusta National, and also too, you can't even watch the front nine. They used to be able to, you can't even watch the front nine, so now you're just able to jump on and follow two featured groups, you know, play their entire round. But if you're not a part of the featured group, you don't even see what the front nine looks like.
Guys, it's because the Masters is the one tournament that controls everything. The
right.
PGA controls nothing.
Yeah, but why,
the Masters runs,
why do they want that?
Because it puts more of a premium on their ticket sales.
But they're going to sell out anyway.
They can charge even more money because it is so exclusive. And, I mean, if you notice, even on Sunday, the final day of the Masters, they don't, you know, there aren't many commercials. And there are commercials, they're all the same things. That's because the Masters sells everything.
Right.
The Masters controls everything.
And
they're the only tournament that does it.
Did you hear also, too, Jimmy Hanlon on RBS yesterday talking about how the Augusta National has bought in like 2 miles worth of highway and in basically the vacant properties on each side of the highway, and they're turning those into parking lots to make it more fan-friendly for those people at the tournament, not necessarily easy for us, as you said, you know, to access it on TV from home.
It's amazing, man. It's amazing,
it's
the
monopoly,
control,
man,
and the power that they have.
Yeah, I will say that the newest president of Augusta National is a lot more forward-thinking than previous ones.
Woody.
I think he was a big driving force behind women being allowed in the club, and he's also leading the charge and getting more and more. You know, this app is only a couple years old. It used to be you literally could not see anything until 3
right.
o'clock.
It's outrageous. Give me more Masters.
And you figure Tiger will be off the course. The leader, Jordan Spieth, will be off the course by the time the Masters comes on television.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, by the time ESPN goes to it. Well, it's set up so that the guys that played in the afternoon yesterday on primetime are in the morning today and miss, and vice versa. The guys that were in the, you know, so we'll see Mickelson this afternoon, and we'll see some of the
maybe
other
Rory
guys.
Rory in the afternoon.
Yeah, but you're going to miss, you know, Spieth, who's been playing out of his mind all day, Tiger Woods.
And you'll.
And I've always been an Eldrick apologist, so I want me some Tiger.
Yeah, I would. I don't. I think they should just have. They should have a camera directly on Tiger, following him every hole on.
What time's coverage start tomorrow at Gibbsy?
3 o'clock again.
3 o'clock again on a Saturday?
Yeah, but that's. Yeah. I mean, at that point, you're into the leaders.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is that the leaders don't really tee off till what, about 2 o'clock, Gibbsy?
Yep. Yep.
The sun is down low. I remember the year that they had it out. Do you know if they're doing that again this year, where they had it in 3D, the Masters in 3D on ESPN?
I'm sure they do.
Really?
Yeah, that was the year where
put on a 3D TV.
That was really Tiger's 15th major that was robbed by the flag.
It's what's cool about it is that you can actually sense the like depth and the elevation changes. Like it doesn't like come out. It's not like they're hitting golf balls at you, but like you really feel like you're there, like you're walking on the ground.
That's
the
one
elevation and the like, because it's you don't see it as severely as it really is.
That's
on
the point that I tried
TV.
To make. A friend of mine has been to the Masters, and he said after following a group or walking that course for 6 to 8 hours as you're out there, you're exhausted because of the amount of – you don't realize how undulating – not only the greens are ridiculous, but how undulating the course. It's a hilly, rolling, you know – you never have a flat lie.
It's definitely, you know, my fitness program, as some of you may know, is walking, and my new house is near a lot more hills, and it's definitely a better workout.
Like, sure.
By the end of the walk, it's definitely up and down.
What's your route now?
My route, I go out some, down some.
You walk on some?
They got sidewalks. There's sidewalks. Nobody on the air cares what my route is for my walk.
Yes, they do. You're gonna have some fans following.
Here's my question: why do people go to golf tournaments?
I agree with you, Gibbs. I am so for watching it on TV. I mean, I'd like to go to Augusta once, but
I don't even want to go.
Not once?
No.
Why?
I was just talking to Eric Williams about this here in the studio. I said, here's my problem. I can only watch one group at a time.
And that's only if you're taller than the guy in front of you.
I mean, if you're following Tiger Woods, forget about it.
I've mean, been,
hundreds of thousands of people are following Tiger Woods and no one else. Like, you're better off following the guys that are teeing off at 9 a.m.
No, this is what you're better off doing. You're better off getting there early and staking out a hole. I remember I went to the AT&T Pebble Beach.
That's what Eric just told me.
And went and we got on. We started off at the par three, I want to say. One, two, three, four, five, I want to say, at Pebble. And then six is the long par five, I think.
Yes.
Is that right?
And seven's the short one downhill.
Two, three. No, maybe it's four. Is it four? Yeah, seven's down the hill. The one right before the par five. And so we started off on that par three.
That par three. Yeah.
And then we just sat there all day.
The ocean's here, right.
And then the par five with the ocean to the right. Yep. And then, okay. So that's where we sat, and then we moved to the par five. And it was awesome. You get to see the guys come through. It is cool to see the way that they strike the ball and to see people come through.
Yes.
And just the way, like,
I've been to the Memorial.
You can't appreciate it unless you see it live.
I've seen it.
It just doesn't do anything for me. Like, if I hear a roar from the crowd go up, I'm like, oh, something big happened. And I missed it because I'm watching one hole.
The one other thing about the Masters.
You get to watch cool stuff at your hole, Gil.
No. I'm sorry. I'd rather just watch it on TV. It zips around. I catch everything.
There are a lot of people who think football's a better game on television. But, like, there's something for being there. Now, if you got to be there, let's say, at one of the great, you know, holes. Let's say you were at 18 at Augusta. Or let's say you were at 13. You wouldn't want to sit at 13 at Augusta all day long?
No.
And watch people go for that par 5 and 2? Oh,
no.
I want to do that all day
I would,
long.
Too.
I have no desire to go and watch golf in person. I just don't.
I'll tell you what. You can dabble into the negative very easily.
I'm not negative.
No,
I just like
the strength of your opinion, Gibbs. Don't back down here.
He would never back down. He does not back down.
I don't.
No.
Now, I'm not Zagura, who's like, I'm right no matter what. I will win the argument no matter what.
Well, that's what I do.
Yeah, I know. Just ask about any fantasy drafts.
That's right. I'll tell you. I'll help you win.
You're wrong.
You're wrong. That's erroneous. Erroneous. Our guy John in Dallas has been waiting patiently. John, what's going on, bro?
Oh, you guys are killing me with this golf talk. Golf, they're not even athletes. They're as much an athlete as a bowler.
I would rather watch golf 100 bazillion times out of 100 bazillion before I sat down and watch a 9-inning non-playoff baseball game.
I would as well.
There's no way. You think golf is boring? Are you guys called baseball boring? Baseball is America's pastime. Golf is the world's game.
If you don't mind me asking, what demographic do you fall in? How old are you?
49.
Okay, so I think that...
Do you golf?
For fun, yeah.
I think that, you know, it is a matter of age, and I'm close to your demographic as well, and there are more people in our age group that like baseball than the younger generation. But I hear you, because growing up before I golfed, my dad's always been a fanatic, and I used to go to his house on Sundays, and to watch the golf on Sundays did bore me to tears. Now, I think one reason I'm into it is I play. I think golf does fall in baseball's category for a lot of people.
For sure.
However,
well, I don't mind talking golf or listening to you guys talk about golf, but not on a national holiday in Cleveland when the Indians in its opening day. I mean,
okay. So, what do you want to talk about the Indians? How are you feeling about the season? Tell me where you're worried about.
No, I think they're doing great. They didn't pick up a right-handed bat, which is going to hurt them, but their pitching is outstanding.
Outstanding.
They did some stupid things to the stadium, I think, but it may attract more people.
People
and
like it. The feedback's been pretty good. What
do you think about my concern for the Watusis is if one of their frontline starters goes down, they could be in trouble. What's your thoughts on the depth of the rotation?
They have an awesome pitching staff. They got an unbelievable bullpen. But, again, it's going to come down to hitting. They did not pick up a right-handed bat last year. They did not pick one up this year. And you got Chisholm Hall at third. He plays defense with a frying pan.
Yeah, he's not good at manning the hot corner. I'd agree.
But all I can say is go Tribe. And golf is, like I said, golf is – they're as much athletes as bowlers are. So just go Tribe.
All right. I like Earl Anthony, though. Have a good day. Enjoy your baseball.
You're telling me a DH? You're telling me Mo Vaughn and Poppy Ortiz and Pablo Sandoval are great athletes? They can barely make it to second base when they put it in the corner. They can barely almost get thrown out at second base. These guys are 280 pounds. They're 5'7". They can swing a baseball bat.
I agree. Let's go right now. Rodney on his cell. What's up, Rodney?
Happy opening day, gentlemen.
Happy opening day to you as well.
Baseball right now, the problem with baseball, and I love it. I probably my number one sport. It's a product of our society. First of all, people don't want to watch 160 games. I do. I watch it. It's on my head all the time when I'm mowing, I'm listening to the games. The other thing is, you know, it's too slow for people. Everybody wants to go out and buy something tomorrow, but they don't want to save up for it for a year to get it. They want to put it in their credit card, a product of our society. You know, golf is a good example. They want to make it a six-hole game now, you know, for these recreational golf courses, and they want to make the hole like 4 foot across so you putt one time and you can make it. It's just what our society's at now. Nobody has any patience anymore, and nobody wants to take the time to relax and sit down and enjoy a good painting, you know, something that takes time. And, again, I think that's why people are down on baseball. Again, I love a 1-0 game. I think it's great. Everybody else wants a softball game. They want 10-7.
People do like offense in baseball. I appreciate a good pitcher's duel. I used to be a pitcher back in the day myself. I like to try and, you know, enjoy when I'm out there on the links. I'm in no rush. I'm in no hurry. But I think he makes a great point about society in general. People want shortcuts. People want handouts like Matt Wilhelm over here. They don't want to necessarily work for what they get. I don't know, that last part didn't apply to you. You just like handouts in general.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, when you grow up a parade All-American, you know, high national championship.
When you have a bobblehead All-American, when you have a signed picture from Oprah directly
right?
From Oprah.
That's what I mean. You know.
It's tough to have perspective.
It
when
is.
You live
it really
life.
Is. It yeah. is. And also, too, what would be worse than listening to a baseball game? He made reference to listening while he's mowing.
There are some people who like listening to baseball.
And man, some, ratings are to the
was,
roof.
And there's some
kid,
people that used, like to knit also.
When I was a kid, I used to like listening to the A's games when McGuire would go yard off of Doug Jones.
But do we have that guy that goes yard that's exciting?
No.
But they're a different
you know what?
They're
it's
a solid
like,
baseball team.
It's like
smooth.
I said about the PGA Tour when I said they should reintroduce, if Tiger needs HGH, let him use it. Baseball definitely needs steroids. And you know, I think they should just come out and say, anybody that wants steroids, have at it, guys.
You don't care about long-term health impacts?
If,
or...
It's not my health. You make a choice. If you want to hit home runs, take some steroids. Bring some people back to the stadium.
If you want to return from Tommy John in 4 months, that's fine. Take some steroids.
It's just like allegedly Adrian Peterson when he came back from that ACL injury in 5 minutes. I mean, I'm just guessing, and, you know, I'm not going to state on a Bible, but I'm guessing he was on HGH.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you may not know, but I know.
All right, we'll be back. Second hour, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford Cup. We can talk Tribe. We can talk the Cavs. We'll talk the Browns. Preseason schedule, I'm excited to go to Tampa Bay. I'm not going to lie. And I think Rex Ryan, Mike Pettine in prime time, that's going to be a lot of fun as well. All right, we'll be back with more right after this.